Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I've got a show lined up for you today. This is Georgian Bay Roots, and today we're diving deep into the event that was the Great Lakes Jam circa 2004. Why this, you say? Because we pride ourselves here at Georgian Bay Roots on playing the music made and played in Grey Bruce, and for one glorious August weekend, not unlike summer folk, there happened to be in Balaclava, that's between Meaford and Owen Sound, the music was being made and played by the likes of Spencer Davis, CCR, as in Creedence Clearwater Revisited, The Animals, Cheap Trick, Kim Mitchell, Johnny Winter, Joe Walsh, Brian Howe of Bad Late Era Bad Company, and Ted Nugent, The Blue Oyster Cult, Steppenwolf, The B-52s, and to round it all off, Alice Cooper. Why am I doing a show like this now? Well, it's to remind you that August means summer folk and you need to buy your summer folk tickets. Also, the Mariposa Folk Festival lineup just got announced. Maestro Fresh West is coming this way to the shores of Orillia. Bring your little paddle boats, people. This is... summer is on. Summer is launched. So that's partly why now. But why now? Because it's coming up on 20 years, of course, being 2024, this summer. And I'm getting a piece about the Great Lakes Jam together for Ramped Magazine. So watch for that. And today's show is all just part of the process. We'll work through most of the artists who appeared at Great Lakes Jam, starting with Friday Night. What a way to spend a night. This is Spencer Davis Group with I'm a Man. Right there, played on Friday night, August 27th, at Great Lakes Jam in 2004, Spencer Davis Group. Well, you just heard Spencer Davis Group with I'm a Man. It was just Spencer Davis who played in Balaclava. Festival organizers made sure people had time to get ready for that Friday night in August. Long ago, campers were welcome two nights before and after the weekend-long show. What a concept. Let's dig into the rest of that Friday night now, a bit with cuts from CCR, members of whom appeared that night with CCR Revisited, and The Animals appearing, of course, as Eric Burden and The Animals on Saturday afternoon.
Quiet anymore.
You're listening to Georgian Bay Roots. My name is Tom. Next up, a little bit of animals. Georgian Bay Roots is generously supported by the Georgian Bay Folk Society. Keep in mind, the festival we're celebrating today happened in August 2004, the one that's still going on, including this coming summer.
So bury my body, Lord, I don't care where they bury my body, Lord, I don't care where they bury my body, 'cause my soul is gonna live with God. Oh yeah. Bury my body, Lord, I don't care where they bury my body, Lord, I don't care where they bury my body, 'cause my soul is gonna live with God. God, I don't care where they bury my body, Lord, I don't care where they bury my body, 'cause my soul is gonna live with God. Oh yeah. I said alright, you know it's alright, it's alright.
Effigy from CCR, Bury My Body from The Animals. You're listening to Georgian Bay Roots, and today we're revisiting the event that was the Great Lakes Jam. Happened in Gray County 20 years ago. We just kicked off our Saturday afternoon with The Animals after closing out Friday night with CCR. Let's keep it going with a little bit of Cheap Trick from Kim Mitchell. My name is Tom. You're listening to Georgian Bay Roots. We're going to take a break for weather here on 560 CFOS. When we come back, CanCon Classic. Maybe perhaps someday he'll play an acoustic set at Summerfolk. We're going to hear some Kim Mitchell.
Song.
What a song. Kim Mitchell, All We Are. Before that, the unstoppable Surrender from Cheap Trick. Can you imagine seeing all that go down with the backdrop of Georgian Bay? And this was no small production either. This was presented on a metal stock stage from Montreal. Major sponsors, Molson's and Q107. Obviously with Kim Mitchell there. I mean, come on. I remember what Sarstock looked like the year before in 2003 and what Downsview Park felt like. And I would definitely have preferred the view from Coffin Ridge to the airfield pavements of Downsview. Next, you're going to hear a 2-for-1 combo to work our way up to the headliner for Saturday, August 28th, 2004. This is Johnny Winter, the penultimate act on Saturday night, playing Rick Derringer's song. Rick Derringer was the one who kicked off the festival on the previous Friday night. This is Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo on Georgian Bay Roots. Johnny Winter, humming and strumming rock and roll Hoochie Coo. As well as breaking the ice on Friday night at Great Lakes Jam, Rick Derringer wrote that song and also worked with Steely Dan. He worked with Johnny's brother Edgar, including the High Watermark, of Frankenstein, and producing for many artists, not least of which Weird Al Yankovic. Johnny Winter was the second last act on Saturday Night back in 2004, and rounding out that bill was none other than Joe Walsh. I'm reaching for this one because, honestly, well, life's been good.
Thank you.
Rounding out the bill on Saturday night at the Great Lakes Jam in Balaclava in 2004, Mr. Joe Walsh with Life's Been Good. I hope that life has been good to you so far. Think about summer folk. Think about Mariposa. And I can only hope Joe appreciated his time in Grey Bruce. In other words, out of the fast lane and hanging with locals like well-known drummer and co-frontman for Souvenirs, a local John Prine cover band. I'm talking about Beaker Granger. The promoters also took Joe Walsh fishing for a bit of freshwater fishing. The promoter said something about hoping that Joe Walsh could bring his famous brother-in-law, insinuating that Ringo Starr was Joe Walsh's brother-in-law. I haven't double-checked these facts yet. I'm just rambling on the radio. But Beaker Granger's favorite memory from that weekend was Joe Walsh. Well, one of his favorite memories was Joe Walsh wrestling with his kid. Why was Beaker backstage? Well, Beaker, Martin, Rice, Johnny Roy, and Stu Narduzzo, when assembled together, they are collectively known as Tin Man and the Flying Monkeys. They stand out as being the only local band to rock the stage at Great Lakes Jam. They opened the show on Saturday afternoon. Go on Facebook right now and follow Tin Man and the Flying Monkeys so you won't miss any upcoming shows, especially because that band likes to haunt one of the best live venues around, the Walters Falls Community Center. So, Brian Howe took to the stage on Saturday afternoon after some weather delays that caused the next band I've got queued up for you to be shuffled off to play the Beer Tent, which, from the pictures I've seen, was granted huge, but the band responded by boarding their bus and leaving. This is a missed opportunity, and this is also Blue Oyster Cult with the Red and the Black.
We'll be right back. McGee. I'd like to thank my friends here who gave me this little whip. It's really lovely. I'll keep it and cherish it forever.
You're listening to Georgian Bay Roots. My name is Tom. We're going to take a break from weather here on 560 CFOS. When we come back, we're going to get into a little band from Oshawa. Blue Oyster Cult was supposed to play the Great Lakes Jam in 2004, but packed up and left when they got asked to play the beer tent. It's too bad Buck Dharma and the boys didn't let loose in Grey Bruce. One can only wonder what they got up to instead. Now I'm going to push beyond my urge to play the Minutemen cover of that song, dialing it back instead of doubling down on the frenetic proto-metal of the BOC. The next band on the bill has deep roots in Oshawa, Ontario, as the Sparrows, and went on to define the sound of a generation. Imagine, from Oshawa. I am, of course, talking about Steppenwolf. Let's get into it now with The Pusher.
Thank you. president of this land. You know I declare total war on the pushing man. I'd cut him if he stands, and I'd shoot him if he'd run. And I'd kill him with my Bible and my razor and my gun. God damn! Oh, the pushing.
Steppenwolf, live in Balaclava. I was in Gray County in 2004. It really happened. And agreements were in place to hold one of these things every year for the next 3 years, for a total of four. But then a new mayor got elected in Meaford, a certain Wally. And even though promoter Wolfgang Siebert had the support of local MPP Bill Murdoch, local ad sponsors, national sponsors, who went so far as to take out a full-page ad in the Owen Sound paper, emblazoned with Save Great Lakes Dam. The county was on board, and the Minister of Tourism at the time, but Wally put up political roadblocks and scared off the international investors. Funnily enough, the promoter went on at some length about what the international investors were particularly keen on was clean water and clean land. And Balaclava delivered in spades, but they also valued political expediency. But enough talk of politics. Let's get on with it. Appearing live on stage Sunday, August 29th, 2004, was none other than the pride, well, one of the prides of Athens, Georgia, the B-52s. Playing the music made and played in Grey Bruce, you are listening to Georgian Bay Roots. This is Rome.
Take it head to head, ride you through the wilderness.
the B-52s with Rome. You can roam around the world, but you'd be hard-pressed to find a nicer spot than Balaclava to host a giant music festival. And with 2 days before and 2 days of camping after the event included in the ticket price? I mean, come on. There you got time to roam the wilds of Grey Bruce before and after, taking in shows from the likes of the B-52s. But all things, no matter how good, must come to an end someday. And for today's show, we're coming up on the last song. I'd like to thank our sponsors, the Georgian Bay Folk Society. Make sure you're buying your tickets for Summer Folk. Check out the lineup for Mariposa that just got announced. Check out our Georgian Bay Roots SoundCloud archive of nearing on 400 episodes from the likes of hosts Kelly, Kaylee, Lloyd, Lauren, Dylan, John Farmer. My name is Tom. Thanks for joining me today. What had to come to an end in 2004, sadly never to be repeated, was the Great Lakes Jam, and their big finale on Sunday night was Alice Cooper in town to put on the big show. Imagine the nightmare let loose in the hills of Coffin Ridge. Part of me likes to imagine Alice whizzing around Grey Bruce in a chopper, knocking off a round of golf at Cobble Beach. Who knows? I can be pretty sure Alice played this song during his time in Grey Bruce, though. From the album Love It to Death, here's I'm 18. Take care of each other.
Took 18 years to get